First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Lee Marshall invites the world leaders to listen to the chickens and follow in their tracks.
Over the weekend, I had a conversation with the new owners of our house in Bonny Doon. The subject of chickens came up, and they were interested in taking advantage of the combination greenhouse-chicken house that I had built. I launched into a trip down memory lane with them as we began describing how our rooster would gently start to lead the flock of six hens back to the roost as dusk would begin to approach. They would munch on bugs and worms throughout the day, staying fairly close together, until he felt it was time to move them home. He would move about 10 feet closer to the roost and began scratching in the driveway, scattering gravel and dust, all the while clucking as if he had found the mother load of chicken feed, even though there was nothing there. The flock would look up to see about the commotion and come running to join in on the feeding frenzy. After a few minutes, he would do the same thing again and again until he got them home. They always returned home safely. His power of gentle persuasion never failed. How I wish that world leaders could do the same.
Lee Marshall was an inventor, a business owner, and a longtime resident of Bonny Doon and Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.